Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nick Cirillo is here too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He is the founder and CEO of Nick's Pizza and Sub. He also calls himself the primary keeper of purpose and operational values. How about that? I like that title. He's the author of A Slice of the Pie, which is his new book, and he's here to share some ideas with us and some things that he did right and some things that he did not so right. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. This is a great opportunity. I appreciate you giving me a chance to share what we do here.
Well, it's good to have you here, Nick. Okay, so let's get this out of the way. I'm going to presume that you believe Chicago has the best pizza in the world, right?
Yes, it does.
Because it's a big argument. Pizza. Was it New York? Is it Chicago? You know, whatever. Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So why is Chicago pizza better than everybody else's pizza?
Is it
the beer?
No, it's the crust. It's all about
crust.
The crust. You got to have good, sturdy, crispy crust.
Yeah.
None of that floppy stuff.
No. Floppy stuff. Okay, so it's the crust. What about the sauce?
Yeah, of course, that helps for sure. That's a big part of it. We got real cheese. Plus, we got the good cheese here, too. You know, right?
Well, but you know, you can't have a good pizza without a little attitude.
Yeah.
Right? And Chicago's got plenty of attitude. I think that's what does it. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
why in the world? All right, look, I started my own business 20-plus years ago, back in 89. And sometimes I look in the mirror, Nick, and I say, early in the morning when I'm getting ready to go to work, and I say, I know what I was thinking. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Right? Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's the thing about entrepreneurs is that we're internal optimists. You know, you get that drive inside, mm-hmm. and you know, as soon as that thought does come up, it's like, what's this fire inside that has me doing these crazy things?
You know? What made you decide to get in the pizza business?
You know, for me, it was I was a carpenter. Actually, I was I was building homes, custom homes in this area. I had moved out of the city, and you know, I had three kids, so we moved out to the suburbs and building custom homes out here. And I was really getting discouraged. It wasn't about the homes; the times were changing. It wasn't about the craftsmanship anymore. It was more about building it fast and
right.
getting it done. And I'm just a firm believer in waking up in the morning and doing what you love to do every day.
And you're a quality guy.
Yes, yeah, it's all about great quality houses and everything I've done. And one time I actually wasn't feeling that fire so much about, you know, building homes anymore. I was getting discouraged and happened to take my three kids out to eat one night. And we went to this family restaurant over here and didn't get treated well. You know, my kids are angels, I think. You know, maybe not, but my little one, Danny, was 2 years old at the time, getting a little rambunctious, and the server just treated us like second-class citizens. And I left that place, and I said, you know, I believe I could do something better. I believe I could build a restaurant that is a great experience where kids could be kids and families could go and come together and have a great time. So that's what I set out to
do.
And
you didn't say anything about the food. You talked about the experience, didn't you?
Yes, yeah.
Because the food, the quality food was kind of understood, right?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I had a little bit of experience in a restaurant. My dad had a place in the city. So I had a great recipe, and to me, that the what is more or less a slam dunk. I mean, that's the easy part. You can
right.
always create, you know, whether it's a widget or a pizza
right.
or whatever.
Right.
That's the easy part. Yep.
Right. So you had those basic values that were important to you. So you got into the pizza business. What year was that?
That was in '95, 17 years ago.
So you things were going great. Business was good. You started growing, and as my dad would have said, you got a little too big for your britches, didn't you?
You know what? That you hit the nail on the head. The downside of success. You know,
yeah.
I honestly started the business from the ground up. I built and designed my first restaurant. You know, the funny part is when I tell people Nick's Pizza and Pub, they think of the little strip mall, small carryout place. Well, what I did here is I went out and I had this vision in my head of this old barn, big old barn. I wanted the place to look like it'd been there 100 years. Mm-hmm. So I tore down old barns. I went and found some and built it myself. And the place is 350 seats, you know, 9,000 square feet. So it's pretty big. And I opened the doors from day one, even though there's a lot of competition. I found a gap in the market.
Right.
And we were packed from day one. And
then you thought,
wow,
if I can do this, I could do this twice as big.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. When I first, I was so happy, you know, when you start out a business, you think you're going to fail. I wanted to hug every guest that walked in the door, you know. And, and I had great success, and that's when I decided I wanted to build the kind of company I always wanted to have.
Yeah.
I put an addition on the first restaurant, had great success for the next 10 years, and then said, okay, I think I have something special here. I'm going to bring this kind of...
I can scale this.
Yeah, I want to bring this culture that we had in this, mm-hmm. in our company to other communities.
Right.
You know, I really didn't do it for the money. I was doing it because I you know, the experience...
You were having fun.
Yeah, I really did.
Decided to build another location.
Yep, and which started out good. You know,
which
we
means you had to borrow some money.
Yeah, I borrowed some money.
But you borrowed a lot of money, didn't you?
Well, it was a $5 million project.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. And actually, that was okay because I built it in the community out here that was the fastest growing community in the state, actually.
Right.
That time in 2005.
Yeah. But I got about a minute or so. What happened?
Well, we're off to gangbusters 2005, 6, 7, and then we got into 2011, and times got tough. Well, actually, 2010, things started getting tough, and we weren't making money anymore. 2011, they were going to build a big super Walmart, and Sam's Club across the street, they tore up our whole intersection.
Wow.
And
customers couldn't get to you.
Yeah, we lost.
I've seen this happen a lot before.
Yeah, we lost 50% of our sales for that whole summer from April to September.
Wow.
And we got to
September.
So
this is basically tipping you toward bankruptcy.
Yes, about this time last year.
Yeah.
And I can never understand, you know.
It's hard to imagine that you could be a 15-year-old business.
Right.
And having been doing really great, and all of a sudden you're faced with bankruptcy. That's rough.
Yes, it is. And
that scares people who are listening to you right now, who's starting out thinking, golly, 15 years from now, I expect to be doing great. But it happens.
Right, right.
You didn't go bankrupt.
Well, no, I reached out to our community. You know, I can't understand how you go to a restaurant you've been working at, you know, put your family, supporting your family.
Hold on to that thought, Nick. When we come back, I'm going to get you to tell the audience what you did.
Okay.
And folks, this is a great lesson for all of us.
Yep.
He's going to have some success stories. That was what happened when things went bump in the night. Now Nick's going to tell you about some successes. A Slice of the Pie by Nick Cirillo is the book. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.